We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Colonel Jeff McCausland is our CBS military expert and good friend of ours. Good morning, Colonel. How are you?
Tommy, I'm doing well.
It's good to talk to you as always. The United States test launched, I believe, an intercontinental ballistic missile last night to, I don't know, you tell me, Colonel, why'd we do it?
Well, we launched a missile, Minuteman III, from the test range at Vandenberg towards the test target, which is the Kwajalein Atoll, about 4,000 miles downrange in the Pacific. This was an operational readiness test, which is done routinely throughout the year and is a fourth such test of the Minuteman III systems that have been conducted this year. So one could argue, and I think people in the Pentagon probably will, that this was scheduled to occur irrespective of what was going on around it. But obviously no coincidence, and I think in many ways, that you had this test. You had the successful testing of one of our anti-ballistic missile systems in Alaska a couple days ago. And at the same time, you had a couple of B-1 bombers fly over the Korean Peninsula, escorted by Japanese and Korean fighter jets. All these happening only a few days after the North Koreans ostensibly had a successful test over their own new ICBM, sends a message to them about U.S. capabilities, and also sends a message of reassurance to our South Korean allies, Japanese allies, as well as the American people.
Colonel, you know, your experience is vast, and I really do appreciate your coming on with us. Your colleague, Major Mike Lyons, and do you outrank him or not?
Actually, I did back in the day. We're both retired now.
And no, I understand that. But does he salute you when he sees you at CBS?
No. He still calls me sir, though, because I was his battalion commander in the Gulf War.
Really?
He was, yeah, and he was a young captain. And he also was, and Mike and I laugh about this all the time, he was actually a cadet of mine in my class when I taught at West Point. So just proved how old I truly am.
Man, let me tell you, I was just fishing. I had no idea that happened. So you've got a lot of experience when it comes to, you know, having lived through the, you know, being a young man in the 80s and living through, you know, the 99 Red Balloon song and so many TV movies and so forth. And the Testament, which is one of the saddest things you'll ever see about the aftermath of nuclear war. Please tell me, but only if it's true, that we're not approaching anything like that now.
No, I don't think we really are. I mean, I think contextualizing it, as you just did in a way, is very important. I mean, people ought to reflect on the facts as they are concerned, and they should be, about North Korea and its possession of a nuclear weapon, that they, first of all, are getting that not to because they can't wait to launch one at the United States. They're really getting one to keep the United States at some distance. They see this, Kim Jong-un does, as the ultimate insurance policy that will guarantee his personal survival, which is his goal. He is not, in my mind, irrational any more than Tony Soprano was irrational heading up the mafia. He is really more like a mafia don.
Yeah, you can be a bad guy and still be sane.
Oh, yeah, exactly right. I mean, this is Al Capone, which you're dealing with here, and you need to understand that. And secondarily, we need to understand that if you go back to the Cold War, and I remember sitting in the Pentagon back in the 80s, as you pointed out, and we'd be having a hot dog in the open air in the center of the Pentagon, and one day a friend of mine said to me, can you imagine how many Soviet ICBMs are pointed at us right now while we're eating this hot dog right here? Because we were very close to nuclear war with the Soviets on several occasions, most notably, of course, the Cuban Missile Crisis.
But
where
just
we
speak,
are right
I'm
now,
sorry, go ahead.
Doesn't come, where we are now is not nearly as dangerous, though there certainly is a growing danger with North Korea.
But just to be clear, they were not pointing at you because of the hot dog.
No, I think it was that big building I was sitting in with about.
I'm trying to lighten it up because this is a very serious conversation. So getting back to your colleague, Major Mike Lyons, he opined the other day that maybe, two questions. First off, Major Mike Lyons said that maybe North Korea is doing this to possibly, you know, selling a nuclear ICBM to some third party. And if so, depending on who it is, that would have major consequences in the world, would it not?
Well, there's no doubt about it. I mean, selling an ICBM, I think, would be a bit difficult, particularly because we'd monitor that activity, and we've intercepted ships under a security protocol we have that we think are shipping weapons of mass destruction out of North Korean ports. This actually happened in international waters for one that we thought was moving chemical weapons potentially to Southeast Asia. It would be more, I think, missile technology. We're very concerned about that.
Well, and it might be what technology. That might be what he said, Colonel. Yeah.
Yeah, and there have been suggestions, let's be honest, throughout the years, that there had been cooperation between the North Koreans and folks like the Syrians in the creation of a nuclear facility for Syria that Israel blew up. Well, connections between the North Koreans and the Iranians, and that oftentimes at Iranian missile tests, you might see a couple of North Koreans kind of hanging around as observers, or actually with Pakistan at one time or another. So there has been this concern that the North Koreans really could also be a major proliferator of missile or nuclear technology to other countries.
Let me get back to Kim Jong-un before we let you go. You said he's not crazy, made the comparison to Tony Soprano, but, you know, what about a little paranoia? Because the reason I ask you that, has the United States ever given any indication that it wants to make a move on North Korea or take Kim Jong-un out of power, or has it always been, look, you know, don't threaten the United States. You can do what you want.
Well, let's put ourselves in his shoes for a second. First and foremost, the United States is technically still at war with North Korea. We only have an armistice, and the Korean War has never been established by a treaty. We don't recognize them. We don't exchange embassy diplomats or anything like that. So that's the first thing he would want. Secondly, a guy named George W. Bush once gave a speech called The Axis of Evil. Mm-hmm. And, oh, by the way, one of the countries he identified as part of that axis was North Korea. One of them he identified was Saddam Hussein in Iraq. And good old Kim Jong-un said, well, how did that turn out for Saddam? Well, he ended up at the end of a rope.
Mm-hmm.
And then he looked at this guy named Gaddafi, who had a nuclear program, and decided to unilaterally give up his nuclear program. And where did he end up? He ended up getting shot in a ditch.
Mm-hmm.
And that was prominently posted in North Korean newspapers and on their news outlets. You know, get a nuclear weapon. This is the one way to keep the Americans away. You might say he is a bit paranoid, but, you know, as somebody once said, even though you're paranoid doesn't mean you don't have enemies.
Real quick, yeah, exactly. Real quick, and we need like a 30-second answer here. Would the United States establishing any diplomatic relations with North Korea help to defuse this whole situation? And why would we not do that?
It certainly could, but that would have to be done in concert with our South Korean and Japanese allies. And that's why the North Koreans would want it to be bilateral, because they want to do this in a fashion that suggests what they have said for the last 50 years, and that is that South Korea and Japan are simply puppets of the United States, something no administration would be willing to do.
Colonel, I could spend 2 hours with you. You know that. Thank you for your time. We'll talk to you again.
Tommy, take care.
You too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.